Let's have a chat to one of Bendigo's favourite sons right now, and I speak of Josh Julius, who'll be bringing the grandstand down if Bendigo's favourite horse, Just Folk, can win one of their biggest races, the Golden Mile. Josh joins us this morning. How are you, Josh?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Very well. Have you got a big crew all lined up, ready to go for tomorrow?
Oh, no, just the usual crew, I think, but we're obviously going to have plenty of community support, and as you said, hopefully grandstand support, so there we go.
This time last year, we were talking to you on Doncaster Eve, where he was considered a genuine chance on a wet track. So, gee, this is a lot easier option.
Yeah, it is. And we were obviously up there learning plenty about him, and probably just didn't get the perfect run, but as you need in those big races, but he didn't disgrace himself. And as you said, we've elected to stay here this year for this race.
Was there much debate about whether you had another crack at the bigger prize money and bigger races up in Sydney?
No, not really, because I sort of committed to, obviously he ran in the Gong at the end of his last prep, and that sort of had him in for 3 weeks longer than normal. So 3 weeks in longer than normal, and then 3 weeks in the paddock, sort of by the time he returned, he was never going to be sort of ready to head to those All-Star Mile, Doncaster Miles, and hence why I never ever nommed him, because if he had ahead of those ways, they would have been afterthoughts, and sort of not how we wanted to do things this autumn. So a bit more of a even though he's had those Group 1 goes, he's sort of just been that sort of 4 to 5 lengths off him all the time. So we just dropped the radar a little bit. And if his form warrants having another go one day, well, we will. But we'll just hopefully pick the eyeballs out of some Group 2s and Group 3s, and hopefully we're lucky enough to win another one.
Well, he has been chasing home those top-line gallopers, not far behind the likes of Mr. Brightside and... how far did he get beaten that Doncaster last year on a heavy track? It was only just...
Yeah, he was only sort of 5 lengths or something like that. So,
second to Cascadian?
Yeah, second to Cascadian and Craven Plate, and even when he ran in the Cantala a couple of springs back, he was, albeit in a very light weight, he was, sort of around the mix, as you said, with those Mr. Brightsides and Cascadians, and he's sort of always been around about without sort of... looking the winner, he sort of threatens, and that's sort of his level, you know. So if we sort of concentrate on those Group 2s and Group 3s, and hopefully weight for age sort of suits him better, because he's a big horse, and obviously those horses in handicaps, like we see on Saturday again, progressive horses sort of in the minimum, on the minimum, sort of makes it a bit harder for him, but no, he's certainly a good horse to have in the stable.
Well, he was really good first up in a hot race as well. He was a little crowded for room, but he just always runs so honestly. I suppose Munamek's a horse that's well-weighted, on the rise, in form. Can you give him 4, 4.5 kilos and beat him on Saturday?
Yeah, well, we'll find out, I suppose. But he's I'm pleased that there was a couple of noms. I was sort of looking at the race and looking at a few of the expected fields, and was a bit worried that we were going to get top weight. Certainly would have made it harder, but 58.5 is not a bad weight for us, and I'd certainly rather be 4 kilos away from him than 6 kilos away from him. So he obviously looked a progressive horse here to Shock's, obviously been racing well as well. So I suppose the one thing I'm hanging on to is those two horses have both been up for a while, so eventually their preps have sort of got to come to an end, whereas we're building momentum. So and we've obviously got our home track. So whilst we've drawn probably ideally for us, I'd rather him be out than in.
Yep.
Probably would have liked to see Munamek and hit a Shock draw a bit more disfavourably than they did, but can't do anything about that. We'll, turn up Saturday and see how we go.
He hasn't won second up, but has he taken a lot of improvement out of that first up run?
Yeah, definitely. He hasn't won second up, but he has won third up a fair bit, and we've sort of changed the routine with him this prep. He's always sort of been one, if not two, trials into a 1,200-metre run that sort of tops him off, and then away we go, whereas had him pretty wound up to the Shaftesbury Avenue, as far as he had sort of 3 trials and 2 good trips away from home to Ararat and Warrnambool. So arguably, other than match practice, I'd sort of like to think he's somewhere near a third-up run tomorrow.
Final word, you confident?
Yeah, confident enough. It's obviously the... these black type races, you know, you've got to have a few things go your way and all that sort of stuff, but he's in good order, he seems well, he's galloping well, and he looks well, so I don't think there's much more we can do. We'll just, whatever unfolds.
Best of luck tomorrow. You might get a winner today as well, Commodity.
Yeah, Commodity's ticking along okay. He's had a little bit of a mishap in between runs. Probably goes into the races today a little bit softer than I would have liked, but he's in good order and he's well, really, really well with it himself. So sort of said to the owners, hopefully today we can manage a top four place and that'll qualify us for the final. It's a good Friday series final next week. And yeah, the gallop today, I'll top him off nicely for that and hopefully we can squeeze into that.
He's in the seventh at Benalla today. Best of luck over the weekend, Josh.
Thank you very much.